other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Israel is attacking Lebanon, blowing up government facilities, bombing the airport, putting in an air and land land in the naval blockade. They're also attacking areas of Palestine. We'll get more into that coming up in the next hour. We'll be talking to Dr. Kevin Barrett, who is a professor and who heads up the Muslim, Christian, Jewish group that is all working together to expose 9/11 as an inside job. And so he's coming up after this first break. Right now, let's go to Nick in California, and then Mike in Pennsylvania and others. Nick, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
It's an honor to meet you. You're my hero.
Well, okay. Well, thank you. I'm just trying to do my job, sir.
Have you ever heard the quote from George H.W. Bush in 1992 saying that if the people ever found out what we did, we'd be lynched in the street?
Yes, I've heard that quote.
Well, I think it has a lot.
You got call waiting. Somebody's calling you. You need to repeat what you said.
It has a lot to do with the Enron thing.
Well, yes, it does. They've been, I mean, much of the stock market, much of the derivatives, many of these companies, I mean, there's no reality based on the numbers and the things they post. It's just a total scam. Anything else on your mind, Nick?
Yeah, there's plenty of it. You know, it's just like they killed JFK Jr. in 1999. The Bush fingerprints are all over it because he was going to spill the beans in his magazine on who killed his father. And they're just getting rid of all these Enron witnesses like the same thing.
I know, and it's really becomes an open secret. It's kind of a threat to everyone. Yeah, we'll kill you. We'll have the police come up on the murderers. They'll run off. And then we'll still say that you committed suicide. I mean, pretty soon they'll blow people's heads off on national TV, or Bush will take a hatchet and hack someone's head up right in front of everyone, and then they'll say that the person fell downstairs. I mean, I'm being sarcastic, but that's how ridiculous it's starting to get.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, just letting you know, I'm pretty new to this. I just got woken up to the truth not about a few weeks ago. I watched that loose change video that's on the internet about 9/11.
That's been waking a lot of people up.
Yeah, and then I got told about you and Infowars.com, and I watch a lot of your videos online. I'm sorry, I don't have the money to be purchasing your videos right now at the moment.
Yes, sir. We authorize people to make copies. We want you to see them. So please don't apologize for something we want to thank you for.
Yeah. A few quick things. Did you call C-SPAN this morning?
No, I didn't.
Okay. It sounded just like you.
Well, what happened?
This guy from, I think he's from New Jersey, named Saxon, was calling. He must have said something talking about the ideology of the terrorist, you know, and talking about how the Arabs are the ones responsible for 9/11 and the whole war is against an ideology and everything like that.
Okay, what happened? What happened?
Oh, well, the gentleman, he just he was like, you're everything that you're saying is anti-American. And
so a caller called in and what happened?
Nothing. I was just wondering if it was you, but that...
Okay, well, why did you think it was me? What did the caller say?
He said that, it sounded like a quote exactly from you. You were like, it's straight from the Constitution, that we are given our God-given rights. I don't know, it was
okay,
really...
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call. No, I'm not, I didn't call C-SPAN, but people should start calling on the air, on the live shows, and telling them to air the panel discussion that they came and videotaped 2.5 weeks ago. Almost 3 weeks ago. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for one subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Dr. Kevin Barrett has a PhD from the University of Wisconsin in Madison in African Languages and Literature and Arabic. In November of 2004, he founded the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth. Barrett explains his decision to move from literature to activism by citing several different reports by the Israeli intellectual, an endorser who moved from Russia literature to activism in response to Ariel Sharon's outrages of 2001. We have links to the organization Dr. Barrett founded up on Infowars.com. You can link through over to their Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth that was one of the co-sponsors of the big 9/11 symposium that I attended. I was a keynote speaker at back in early June in Chicago. In a few minutes here, we're going to play the clip from him a few nights ago on Hannity and Combs. I think he did a pretty good job in standing up to these individuals, especially Hannity. So let's go ahead and go to Dr. Kevin Barnett. He's also a Muslim since 92 and has taught Islam, English, French, Arabic, humanities, African literature, American civilization, and folklore at colleges and universities in San Francisco, Bay Area, Paris, Madison, Wisconsin. Dr. Barrett, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I'm really pleased to be with you.
You bet, my friend. Let's, just before we play this Hannity and Combs piece, how did you wake up to 9/11? Why did you form this organization? And why did you join Scholars for 9/11 Truth?
Well, you know, Alex, I have to admit I'm a little slower than you. I mean, you were on top of it before it happened. It took me 2 years after it happened to figure it out. I mean, I saw there were a whole lot of anomalies in the official story, but I just thought, well, you know, we'll never know. Sure, maybe it was an inside job. But it wasn't until I saw Terry Masson, the French guy who wrote about the Pentagon, what may have hit it, on Al Jazeera TV debating this guy from the Pentagon and just making mincemeat of him, that I said, hey, this is interesting, okay? At the beginning of the show, it was the poll was running 75% of the respondents say U.S. government did 9/11 and 25% say it was Al-Qaeda. And by the end of that show, it was up to 89/11. I said, man, you know, that Pentagon suit was just throwing insults at Masson. He didn't have any evidence, and Masson had a lot of evidence. There's something interesting going on here. So that awakened my interest. And then when I heard David Griffin was doing his book, I had to start looking into it myself because, you know, I know Griffin from way back as a brilliant philosopher and theologian. I cited his stuff in my dissertation. And so I said, yeah, if he's looking into this and he's saying there's really evidence for inside job, he may be right. I better take a look for myself. I did, and lo and behold, it's just pretty amazing and in your face, isn't it?
It is. Tell us a little bit about this Fox News piece before we play it.
Okay, I've been in the middle of this controversy dating back about 10 days or so when I got ambushed by a right-wing, well, I should say a Bushite talk show host named Jessica McBride, who called me up in the afternoon and said, oh, would you like to be on my show tonight? I hear you're doing really interesting work. Could you send me a syllabus so I see what you teach? And so I sent it to her, and I got on her show at 8 o'clock that night, and she introduced me as Wisconsin's Ward Churchill, an evil man who's teaching horrible things to our innocent children.
So she was trying to start a controversy and be the darling and be on TV.
Exactly. And then the very next morning, this guy, Steve Nass, the local troglodyte in the Wisconsin legislature, came out with a press release calling for me to be fired. Now, Steve Nass is not really that quick of a thinker, and so it seems to me that the fact that he had this press release out the very next morning after this radio show suggested to me that he and McBride had gotten together and kind of set me up in an attempt to get NASA's name into the papers and also to get McBride some ratings. It's backfired on them. Since then, I've been fighting back and having a real good time doing it, and this fight has kind of gotten bigger and bigger, and I ended up on Fox.
If you can prove a conspiracy to try to get you fired civilly, there are very serious penalties.
Well, yeah, and that's why I've been asking some of the journalists around here to look into this and, you know, go ask this NAS guy whether he had discussed this with Jessica McBride before my radio show, because he's been indicating that he just happened to hear it on the radio, and I'm not sure that's necessarily the case, and if it isn't, and if he's been misleading the public about this, then not only is he wasting the taxpayers' dollars, but he's also engaging in some pretty deceitful behavior that could even, you know, get bringing some civil penalties.
Well, that's what neocons do. They collude with each other. They sneak around. They conspire. Let's go ahead and play the Hannity and Combs piece, and then we'll be right back with you, Doctor. Here it is. This is from, what was this, Monday or Tuesday night?
Oh, which, I'm forgetting it. It was just a few nights ago.
I believe it was Tuesday night. It's posted on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Here it is.
It's happening, you know, largely through this false flag terrorism. It looks to me like, you know, not only 9/11, but also Madrid 7/7, the Bali Hotel bombing, and probably most of these so-called Zarqawi-style bombings in Iraq are all false flag operations being carried out by, you know, a special wing of probably U.S. or Western military intelligence.
That was University of Wisconsin professor Kevin Barrett, who has recently drawn criticism for plans to teach an Islamic studies course next fall that will incorporate conspiracy theories that the U.S. government was involved in the events of September 11. Professor Barrett joins us now. Professor, can you give us the context within which you teach this?
Well, yeah, sure. I'm teaching an introductory course on Islam. And I think it's really important to cover these contemporary political issues. And one of them is, of course, the so-called war on terror. Now, the fact is that the great majority of the world's Muslims believe that 9/11 was an inside job.
Okay, but that's your opinion, right?
Well, no,
you're offering your opinion that there was an inside job.
Well, after studying the evidence pretty intensively for 2.5 years, I am convinced that 9/11 was, in fact, an inside
job.
And are
students required to regurgitate that in some way in order to do well in your
class?
That's
ridiculous. No, I don't. I'm not interested in making students regurgitate anything. I'm interested in training people how to use critical thinking skills to look at the evidence in any area and come to their own conclusions.
Is this
a
required class?
I hope they'd be able to do that. No, it's not.
So this is basically an elective class. How much of the time is spent focusing on who caused 9/11?
Only about 1 week. We're looking at the war on terror for 1 week, and in fact, it's not focusing on who caused it. It's looking at the main interpretations of 9/11. And there are really several different ways of looking at 9/11, and one of them, of course, is the standard American story of the war on terror that changed everything. It set us at war. Rolled back our civil liberties. It doubled our military budget. All those things have been planned before 9/11. Every one of those things was put in place before 9/11.
You objectively put forth that view, as well as the view of how you perceive Muslims viewing us. Are they presented in a fair and balanced manner?
Of course. In the classroom, I always present things in a fair and balanced manner. Outside the classroom, when I'm an activist or a satirist, I'll tell it like it is. Inside the classroom, I'll present all of the defensible interpretations and let the students use their own critical reasoning skills to come to their own conclusions.
All right, Mr. Barrett, Sean Hannity here. Do you really believe that 9/11 was an inside job, not just 9/11, but Madrid and Bali and the Zarqawi operation?
Well, you know, actually...
hang on a second.
Yeah,
do you believe personally
that
these are inside jobs, yes or no?
It's not quite that simple. I know that 9/11 was an inside job. Professor Stephen Jones has found residue of fermate on the steel samples from the World Trade Center. We now know that it was taken down in a controlled demolition.
All right, so you believe that the buildings came down in a controlled demolition, right?
Well, I don't believe it. I've looked at the evidence,
the
evidence is overwhelming.
All right, the evidence is overwhelming to you because you're a conspiracy nut, but
actually, I ask your viewers to take a look at this evidence for themselves. They can go to st911.org. That's Scholars for 9/11 Truth. Take a look at the demolition.
I know you think
Morgan Reynolds,
the
former Bush administration official, says that the Bush administration blew the World Trade Center to kingdom come. That's a direct quote from a member of the Bush administration itself.
I know.
They blew the World Trade Center to kingdom come.
The Jews were told to leave. We've heard a lot of these sick, bizarre theories. And I don't believe any of them. But you're allowed to believe what you want. But that's not what's at hand here. The issue is whether or not you, with your bizarre theories, are the best.
I think you have the bizarre theory. You think it was 19 guys with box cutters led by a guy on dialysis in a cave in Afghanistan? That's ridiculous.
You know.
I mean, that's the craziest conspiracy theory of all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wish I had the Twilight Zone music. Now, here's my next question. The issue at hand here, you're entitled to have your opinion. I don't really care what you believe. But if we're talking about a captive group of students in a classroom, the question we've got to ask...
captive.
Hang on a second. Well, they're sitting in your classroom, and you have a position of authority. I'm wondering, the question is whether or not you're the most competent to teach them. And most people think you're a nut. Most people think
we just had a poll here in Madison, and we found that 90% of the respondents, a Channel 3000 poll, said that I should be allowed to teach. Only 10% said I shouldn't.
That's the question.
And 60%,
I don't think what
60%
your views
agreed
are
with me about the questions I'm raising about 9/11. 60% of the respondents.
I think you're
in the minority.
Right, I don't think this is the proper forum, though, for people that hold extremist views like yourself.
You guys are extremists. Fox News is the biggest bunch of extremists on the planet.
But reasonable people see you as an extremist, and I don't think you're the most appropriate guy to teach that class.
I don't think you're the most appropriate guy to be on the airwaves spewing your venom throughout this country. I think you guys should be taken off the airwaves because you are the guys
silence the conservative.
We don't want to silence anybody.
For,
you teach and we'll do anything.
Thank
you, Professor. Coming up, we'll have a...
Now, of course, you're being flippant. He's saying you shouldn't be teaching the class. You're saying back to him, well, then you shouldn't be on the air. And then they go, oh, you want to take free speech. They're saying, take your free speech away, and then you say, okay, we'll take yours away, too. And, oh, my gosh, he's evil. He wants to take free speech. That's doublethink. And they try to twist it. I mean, the majority, and we'll come back and talk about this. We've got a break right now, Doctor. But I just want to get this out right now. The vast majority of Americans now, 48% believe the government carried out the attacks. 68% believe that there's a cover-up. A minority then, you know, doesn't buy into reality and buys into the official government fairy tale. But they try to keep making the issue about how you're teaching this in school. All you're teaching is look at the different views in the world. And of the majority of people in the world, even higher in Muslim countries, it's like 90%, believe it's an inside job, and this is a Muslim studies class, then you absolutely should be looking at this. And I know the vast majority of your course, so this section on it, actually gives the government view. So I think you're not being hardcore enough. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Talking to Professor Dr. Kevin Barrett. We're honored to have him for the full hour. Doctor, they hate having to have people like you and myself on national television, Dr. Bob Bowman, many others. But they're having to respond now, and you notice they're panicked, they're upset, because the majority of Americans now know the truth, and it is snowballing right now. It's growing exponentially, and they are beginning to panic. And then last night they had Dr. Bob Bowman on in hand. He kept saying there was no controlled demolition. We saw the airplanes, as if that proves something. Of course the government used airplanes. So they're building straw man right in front of us. But comment on that exchange with you and Hannity, the ultra-liberal. He's not really a conservative. It's all a false paradigm. I mean, he supports Bush. He's for the biggest government ever.
Yeah, that's for sure. I keep telling people 9/11 is not about right versus left, it's right versus wrong. But I agree with you that the whole right-left paradigm, you know, which dates back to the French Revolution, doesn't really apply anymore. And I think it makes a lot more sense to look at things in terms of people who are trying to put together a huge oppressive government and people who are trying to keep that from happening. And I'm definitely on the side of the latter. And Hannity and Combs, I mean, they're pretty much the dupes of these Trotskyite neocons. I mean, these neocons are not conservatives. I mean, they're, you know, Trotskyites and Jacobins. They're just, you know, trying to set up a new myth that will allow this elite of self-proclaimed supermen to ride roughshod over everybody else and control us forever. And I think it's time to, you know, stand up against that in whatever way we can. And I'm glad that their attempt to silence me has actually provided a voice for our side.
Well, I agree with you. What's the response you've gotten since you went on the show?
It's been amazingly good, especially if you count the people who saw it on the Internet. But even among people who just happened upon it on Fox News or Fox TV, it's running over 50% in my favor, or about 60%, I would guess. If you throw in the people who caught it on the Internet, it's like 95% in my favor. Of course, the other 5% are all these illiterate people who are throwing around obscenities and death threats, but the 95% are a lot more literate and articulate, which tells you something.
Well, the neocons have a problem. They try to claim it's evil liberals saying the government carried out 9/11. No, we know the Democrats and Republicans are owned, the leadership is, by the very same crime syndicates. Really, some of the strongest people from day one exposing 9/11 have been paleo conservatives, true conservatives.
Absolutely, and I try to make that point as often as I can. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to make that on Fox News, but it's true. Some of the best, strongest voices in 9/11 truth are these true conservatives, people who really want to preserve the good side of our traditions, things like our Constitution, our tradition of limited government, our avoidance of getting entangled in foreign wars, our preservation of individual liberty against collectivism. I mean, these are all the basic tenets of real conservatism. And these so-called neocons are the antithesis of everything that real conservatives like Morgan Reynolds and Steve Jones and Paul Craig Roberts stand for.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more on that statement. Where do you think this is going in the future? I mean, it really seems the 9/11 truth movement is speeding up to warp speed right now, and I'm getting to see in their body language and their statements and their news articles panic. At the same time, a lot of establishment writers and folks are coming over to our side. I mean, that Vanity Fair article about Loose Change Second Edition, they wrote a huge hit piece on myself 2 years ago. This piece, a different author, was leaning towards them as positive.
Well, you know, it looks like the world is starting to catch up to you, Alex. I understand that you actually were hip to 9/11 before it happened. And, you know, being that far ahead of the crowd, I suppose, has its good side and its bad side. But it must be nice to see more and more people catching up to you.
Well, that's been my main mission, is to spread the word about government-sponsored terrorism for about 10 years. I've been on air for 12, but about 10 years ago I figured out government-sponsored terror was their key. I mean, this is nothing new.
Well, that's for sure, yeah. And it makes sense. You just have to think about it. People have a built-in aversion to killing other people. And the only way that people pretty much feel okay about killing another human being is if they're being attacked. And that means that if there's a government that's stronger than some other group and wants to go attack them and steal their stuff, they have to frame the coming war as a defensive operation. And to do that, of course, they have to make it look like they were attacked. And hence the basic, you know, false flag war trigger attack, which is as old as history. Also, of course, violence creates this need for some protection from the violence. And so the government, which is, you know, the place they want to get the money and the prestige.
They want to be the heroes. I mean, it's so sick to watch the people that carried out 9/11 grandstanding as the heroes and hugging and kissing widows. I mean, it literally has made me nauseous, Doctor.
It is sickening, isn't it?
It's like watching Ted Bundy bust some innocent person after he's killed 10 people, and you know, then he sends them to the electric chair, and he pulls the lever, talking about how he's killing a bad person when he made all the murders. We'll be right back with our guest, Doctor. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Dr. Kevin Barrett is our guest. We'll be taking your calls coming up here in about 10 minutes on 9/11 and the whole neocon agenda. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I want to take a minute out here before we go back to the doctor to remind you that I personally have made 4 films on 9/11, exposing it as an inside job. I produced the first film on 9/11, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and some say it is still my best, right under 3 hours long. It's an excellent film you should get. Martial Law, of course, is a film I made last year on 9/11, probably one of my most professional films. And then we also made the film The Masters of Terror. And my latest film is Terror Storm. And Terror Storm gets into the overthrow of Mossadegh, staged by the CIA, declassified, the Israeli-U.S. attack on our own ship, the USS Liberty, to blame it on Egypt. We get into a whole bunch of other cases. We get into Hitler, not just with the Reichstag, but also attacking Poland after staging an attack on their own facility on the border with Gliwice. We then interview so many people, Cindy Sheehan, Ray McGovern, Morgan Reynolds, Professor Dr. Stephen Jones, Andy Michon, MI5, David Shaler, MI5, Michael Meacher, of course, former Blair cabinet member and current member of Parliament, Charlie Sheen. It is such an important film. We go to Crawford. We show you the crazy neocons believing WMDs were found. We expose 9/11. They blow up. It's incredible footage. We get into Big Brother and the police state. We get into doublethink and brainwashed populations. Terror Storm, I've got to tell you, blows all my other films out of the water. We have a professional score done by a local, I guess you call it, symphony group that does music for major films like Scanner Darkly, now in theaters. Graham Reynolds did the score and performed it with a small orchestra. We also, of course, it just has incredible graphics. It is for the MTV generation. It's really flashy, and we're proud of it. The information, though, is what's important, and it's 1995. We have an emergency edition. I'm signing every copy that goes out. It doesn't have the extras because the big official film won't be ready for three or four more weeks. And we just got to get this out now. So please go to InfoWars.com, get the special emergency release edition of Terror Storm today. InfoWars.com, you can order there off the Safe Secure Online video and bookstore, or call toll free to get Terror Storm or any of my other films or books I carry, other videos I carry by other great authors, 1-888-253-3139. When you call that number, you can ask about some of the big package special deals we have when you get multiple DVDs or books. You can also check out those specials at InfoWars.com. Again, that number, 1-888-253-3139. Or you can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't ever forget PrisonPlanet.tv, the best deal on the web. You're signing up, just pays for the bandwidth and the webmasters. Our goal is to break even and get the word out, and that is happening. So we're expanding it. Over 1,000 pieces of media, all 15 of my films, including Terror Storm, in three different formats and two different quality bandwidths, high and low, depending on your connection. Whether it be a T1 or a dial-up, you can get it. Downloads, they're all there. My weekly TV reports, my special reports. We've already uploaded half of the 20-hour conference to PrisonPlanet.tv. The rest is going up in the next week and a half from the big 9/11 conference. Just to give you an idea of what you get my book, Paul Watson's book, e-editions there at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. $5.95 a month to get a subscription, 15 cents a day is what it averages out to, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. So please take action now, and your purchase also makes this broadcast possible. Again, your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231 if you have questions for Dr. Kevin Barrett. Kevin, any facets of 9/11 you want to cover? Any facets of the attack on Iraq and what Israel's doing right now, rampaging around there in the Middle East, trying to escalate, as many foreign ministers are saying, into a full-bore regional war that could tip off World War III. The White House is even saying that, of course, loving it every minute. This is the provocation to go into Syria, it looks like. Give us your take on that and any other issues you think are important.
Well, Alex, you know, I think that it's just horrendous the way these neoconservatives have taken over our government through their 9/11 coup d'etat, and now they're heading straight towards world war. They want to have a world war, and the reason for it, as far as I can determine, is that they figure that, well, you know, U.S. military is still the biggest bully on the block, and we can just go in and pulverize the Middle East and Central Asia and take over that key part of the grand chessboard and enforce, you know, a 100-year American Reich on the world. Well, I mean, this is a nutty vision, and I think it's partly informed by the concern for Israel's continued expansion and ethnic cleansing on the part of some of these neoconservatives, who I think are at least as interested in Israel's so-called security as in America's. And it does look like they're just, you know, force marching us towards World War III, and I think the people need to rise up and stop it.
Well, I agree with you. The neocons want to go into Iran. That's stalling to a certain extent, though most experts agree that we'll attack it in the next year and perhaps take some buffer zone there on the western side of Iran, bordering Iraq, of course, where half the oil just so happens to reside. But a lot of experts I've talked to inside the military say no, the real attack's going to be on Syria, and now it looks like Israel, because this is a normal occurrence, kidnappings, killings, the military attacks going on both sides, ancient tribal warfare. I'm not defending either side. It's out of control, and it's being manipulated. But Israel's been caught creating fake al-Qaeda groups to escalate crises. Clearly, they're hyping this up and trying to escalate it as a way to go into Syria, and they're trying to blame Syria right now.
Well, that's true. And, you know, I try not to beat on Israel too much. You know, I'm a Muslim. I'm anti-Zionist. I don't think Israel ever should have been founded as a Jewish state, and I think that it needs to be taken down and made into a state for all the people that live there, regardless of their ethnicity or religion.
Well, it's been like that for 2,000 plus years. It's been
well, no, it hasn't, Alex. Actually, what the kind of state we have now in Israel?
Sir, I think you're misunderstanding what I was saying.
Okay,
I'm saying going back to what it was, you know, pre-1940s, and the founding of Israel wasn't 47, 48. What I'm saying is that it was multicultural, multi-faith, going back to before Titus in 70 A.D., you know, going back 2,500 years ago.
Okay, I got you. You're absolutely right. Yeah, what I was trying to say was that the Israel we have today is really the last outpost of European settler colonialism. You know how European settlers took over Algeria and turned the natives into peons. They did the same thing in southern Africa. They did the same thing in Kenya. And they've all been booted out of these places. The local people have taken back their own lands. And some of the Europeans choose to live on there as equal citizens with the local people. That's happened everywhere on the planet, where, except, of course, places like the Americas where there was genocide. And it hasn't happened in Israel-Palestine. And that's why Israel finds itself in an impossible position. It's trying to keep this settler colony going, decades after the last settler colonies have folded up everywhere.
Well, I want to make it clear. I've protested the Ku Klux Klan. I've been death threatened, protested them over 10 times. I've stood up against racist groups. And the ADL and others really are racist. They do slander people. And Israel really does have laws about Jews there can only marry Jews. It's been in major newspapers, Israeli papers, that when, say, 10,000, 6,000, you know, in different groups of Chinese workers come in, they have them sign a document swearing they won't date good Jewish girls. I mean, the last time we saw racial laws like this was in Nazi Germany, and I just wonder why the media and others never seem to point this out.
Well, that's a good question, Alex, although I think we did actually see laws like that in South Africa after Nazi Germany. And in fact, that's where I think it's important to point out that what we're seeing in Israel now, it's not because it's not a Jewish thing. This is where a lot of people get confused. It's actually a settler colonial thing.
It's a Zionist thing, and most Jews are not Zionist. In the last poll I saw, 60% of Israelis are very upset about and there's different brands of Zionists, too. So,
right.
So you're right. You know, I'm sick. I'm a Christian. And I'm sick of so-called liberals going, you Christians, George Bush, you crazy Christians. Hey, real Christians don't believe what George Bush believes. George Bush isn't a Christian. And so just like I don't appreciate people saying, and they do this, you know, that Jews are all bad, just like they say Muslims are all bad or Christians are all bad. You know, I personally am sick of it, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that what the Jewish state and Jews who are part of it are doing in Israel is exactly what French people were doing in Algeria and what Afrikaners of Dutch origin were doing in South Africa and what British settlers were doing in Kenya. That's what I'm saying.
But so I think the only difference is that the Dutch in South Africa or the French on the Ivory Coast or the, you know, British in Kenya, they had no stake in history there. And the Jews could certainly claim that 3,000 years ago they came into that area on the Mediterranean coast and into the inland areas in Jerusalem and did hollow that out and drive out some neighboring tribes. So I think, I mean, I understand your argument and I agree to it, that the modern move of Israel in there is colonial and imperial in nature and really pushed by Britain, but I'm just adding the caveat that I wouldn't say it's purely colonial.
Yeah, well, you know, from a Zionist perspective, that's of course true that they're invoking a, you know, 2,000-year-old claim to that land. Other people would say that that's just about as rational as like having the Gypsies invoke a claim to Egypt, or maybe call them Romanies and have them invoke a claim to Romania.
Oh no! It's true that. There were many tribes in that area, and the sick thing about it, you know, Israel, and this has come out in PNAC documents and come out in James Weapons Quarterly, Israel and South Africa teamed up big time because they were apartheid states, and they worked with South Africa on race-specific bioweapons against Arabs, but the Israelis had to drop that because real Jews, you know, Sephardi type, because, you know, I mean, really, folks, the Ashkenazi are really just Europeans. I mean, if you want to face the facts, Central Europeans, and that's scientific. I mean, the big Jewish encyclopedias tell you that. And so the reality here is that if they had to drop the bioweapon move, the race specific, because it would have actually killed around 30% of Jews.
That's right. I did read that, too. And I'll tell you, those horrific things that these South African scientists were doing really should give us pause and make us realize that, you know, we really need to change our way of life. We need to stop supporting these people who are doing this kind of research on ways of, you know, mass murdering their fellow human beings.
Because, well, I would add that the mix that you have, you know, the original populations of the Mediterranean are a mix of Central Asians who are Asian, who are Oriental, ladies and gentlemen, to boil it down, with some European migrants in the area. So it's really a hybrid population, and so even a lot of Americans who are of European descent, if these bioweapons are released, that's why they dropped it, they're trying to make it more specific, even a lot of Americans who aren't Jewish but have any Native American may be killed by these, because believe it or not, the genetic strain in the Middle East is of the same bloodline as the Native Americans.
That's true, and I think that this whole idea of racialism, you know, that it really matters, you know, people fall into these genetic groups based on racial heritage that really means something. I think that's a pretty dubious way of looking at the world. I think it makes more sense to think in terms of ideas and practices and traditions and cultures.
Oh, I agree with you. I'm just saying that, you know, the Zionists come directly with a extreme racial identity setup.
Right, and I don't buy into that. When they say that, oh, we have this racial identity and our racial forefathers had this land, I say bunk. I don't think it matters. I don't care who lived in the land that you're on 2,000 years ago. You don't have the right to go there and ethnic cleanse the people who are living there.
Well, I mean, you've studied this more than I, but there were some bad pockets of persecution on all sides. But predominantly Arabs, Muslims, and Jews, Christians, especially Jews and Muslims, got along very well from Iraq to Iran to areas in the Mediterranean to right there in Jerusalem.
Well, that's true, and part of the reason for that is that in the Islamic world in the past, people were welcome to keep their Jewish or Christian faith, whereas in the Christian world, Jews were often persecuted and Muslims were not even allowed to be there most of the time. So there is a kind of a tradition of tolerance, especially in the older form of Islam, and that's really why that you have these different religions.
But then Hitler came along, Professor, as you know, with the Muslim Brotherhood and moved into Tunis, moved into Egypt, moved into North Africa, moved into Iraq, and tried to radicalize the Muslims. And then afterwards, the CIA took over and didn't like secular, mainline, strong Arab and Central Asian countries. And so they actually put radical Muslims into control. Were you aware of that?
Well, yes, I am, although I don't think it started with Hitler. Actually, the British started the process by moving into the Arabian Peninsula.
With Turkey.
And, making an alliance with the Wahhabi-supported groups to rebel against Turkey.
So that goes back to Lawrence of Arabia.
Exactly. So there's been this process of European colonial powers meddling and, you know, pitting one group against the other group and messing around. But I would like to, you know, debunk this idea that the Muslim Brotherhood is basically a Nazi group. That idea has been put out by Zionist propagandists.
No, sir, I'm saying certain, I mean, it's like there's, you know, 20 companies with the name Federal in their name. I'm saying certain strains.
Well, yeah, what it was sort of a tactical alliance of, you know, your enemy, if your enemy is my enemy, you know, we're friends. And in fact, that doesn't mean that people in the Muslim Brotherhood see the world in even remotely.
Well, that's right. And I mean, Hitler invaded. He wasn't asking permission, so people rolled over too.
Right. I think I just did a Bush on that quote. It's what is the quote? The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Right. Anyway,
Well, Nigeria is a very important continent.
That's true. he's had a few of those, hasn't he?
But getting back into 9/11, and I want to briefly, well, we got a bunch of calls here. Let's just go to them. John in Michigan, you're on the air with the good doctor. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. That's a great conversation there. That's a good premise. I did order Terror Storm just the other day.
Thank you.
And I got at least 5 copies of Painful Deceptions going out all over America, too.
Good.
So, I mean, I'm doing my part, but, I mean, are you familiar with David Barton's ministry in Texas?
Well, Wall Builders? I don't believe I am.
Okay, well, just wallbuilders.com at some point.
Oh, I am, yes.
Okay, yeah, he's That's an excellent ministry. And then are you familiar with Dr. Kent Hovind, too?
You know what? I'm not. But
he'd be a great guest.
Sure.
For
sure. Do you have any questions
program.
Or comments for our guest?
Oh, well, I heard that comment. Well, see, what we're doing now is we're just attaching adjectives to everything, paleoconservative versus neoconservative. And I just think that's an absolute great point because we live in a day and age now where we have to define Christianity. We have to say biblical Christianity because all the mainstream denominations have gone apostate away from the Bible in one form or another. Like you have a pro-choice Catholic. You look at a guy like Sean Hannity and all these guys, all these professing Catholics, the fact of the matter, just like you said, they're not Christians. They're not biblical Christians because a biblical Christian is a separated person.
Okay, I hear you and I appreciate your call, sir. I really do. We're going to come back and take a few more calls from Leslie and others for our guest. And, Doctor, why don't you give people the website for your organization that you had?
Yeah, I edit for Mujka.com. That's the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 9/11 Truth. That's mujca.com, and you can Google up Muslim Jewish Christian 9/11, and you'll get there real fast.
And right now we have a link to it on Infowars.com on the main page for people that missed it or weren't aware of it. Be sure and visit it. It's a good organization. Just getting people past all the politics and getting down to exposing 9/11. We're all in this together. The globalists are not Christians, ladies and gentlemen. I want to restate that. George Bush, when he really engages in religious activity, he worships Lucifer. And you know I don't make stuff up. We've made films about it. We've infiltrated it. It's true.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Dr. Kevin Barrett is our guest. We have links to his website up on Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls for our guest. I appreciate joining us. Let's go ahead and talk to Joy in Hawaii. Joy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I mostly had a question for you about this 911 thing. One of the things that I'm concerned about, or, you know, wondering about, you know, I can believe the demolition, you know, I can believe everything that you're saying, but I'm wondering, how do you answer someone when they ask you, well, what about Flight 93 and Todd Beamer and Let's Roll and the mothers talking to their sons being interviewed on CNN? And
Let me tell you how you answer that.
Okay.
Number one, it's been scientifically tested. Cell phones do not work above 2,000 feet, you know, flying at 300 miles an hour. I've tested it. Everybody I know has tested it, but scientists have tested it. Everyone knows, even now they're trying to develop the technology, everybody knows that 5 years ago it never worked, it didn't work. They're not saying those were air phones. They're saying people called on their cell phones and they call their mothers up and say, it's your son, and then they say their full name. You believe me, don't you, Mom? They've had software for a decade where you can get a piece of somebody's voice, put it in a computer, and then real-time talk into a phone, goes through a computer, synthesizes your voice to where it will fool voice print with somebody else's voice. Also, tell those friends and people that we all saw Steve McQueen last year promoting Mustangs on television, putting words in his mouth, saying things. It was not Steve McQueen. He's been dead since 1981 of lung cancer. Let's go forward. Let's talk about Forrest Gump. We all saw him a decade ago shake hands with JFK. It's not real. Okay? So, number one, we know the cell phone calls are impossible. Number two, we know they really shot down Flight 93. It had an 8.5-mile debris field. Okay? And we have that on record, and Rumsfeld slipped up twice and said they shot it down. And so that's theater. It's just like the fat Bin Laden in 2002. They did a voice print. It wasn't Bin Laden. The face wasn't Bin Laden. He didn't even look like him. Linguists listened to the voice. It wasn't the same dialect. It's totally fake. These are people that manufacture fake evidence. Doctor, you want to comment?
Well, I totally agree with you, Alex. As far as the cell phone calls go, it looks to me like that those had to have been fake. And I have looked fairly closely at that fake confession video from December 2001, and it's pretty bizarre that the government is still waving that in our face as the smoking gun proving that there was some link between Osama bin Laden and 9/11.
Yeah, bin Laden suddenly gains 100 pounds, and they take real bin Laden tapes, make a voice key. Then you try to run that bin Laden's voice through a voice print key. It doesn't work. It's 100%. Major universities have studied it, ma'am. It's not real.
Okay, now what about that's a good answer. What about the planes that went into the Twin Towers? If they were American and United Airlines planes, or if they were military planes, would it look like there was bombs on the bottom of them? So if they were military planes going into the buildings, then what happened to those two flights?
Well, ma'am, the media loves to give attention to belly bombs and stuff like that because we can debate it for 1,000 years, okay? If you look at CIA insider trading, NORAD standing down, PNAC saying they needed terror attacks to get their agenda. If you look at Cheney in the bunker controlling the operation, the supposed hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. You look at all of that, then you prove the government was running the attacks, then all the minutia, they're not going to tell us because they're the criminals that carried it out. We need to arrest them and bring them in for questioning. We need to get all those files. But we know that it just goes on and on, ma'am.
Yeah, I could add something there, Alex.
Sure.
Back in 1962, as you know, there was something called Operation Northwoods, which was a plan drafted by Lemnitzer, head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and signed off on by every member of the Joint Chiefs to provoke a war with Cuba by blowing people up in American cities and staging a fake jetliner shootdown. Now, that jetliner was going to be loaded with 200 CIA agents, playing the role of college students under carefully developed aliases, that is, non-existent people. And they were going to do a fake shootdown. The plane would land. A military drone would cross paths.
Professor, you want to stay 5 more minutes and finish?
Oh, sure.
Okay, ma'am, just stay there. We're going to answer your questions. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.